Kenya sent extra troops to its border with Somalia today to keep out Islamic militants fleeing the Somali government and its Ethiopian military backers. Steve Kibble is an expert on Somali affairs who works for the Progressio, the organization formerly known as the Catholic Institute for International Affairs. He spoke to Susie Hodges about what the interim government needs to do.
I think it's based on the government solving two key problems. The one is to ensure that the militias who ran Mogadishu up till the Islamists drove them out last June, if they can solve the problem of the militias not coming back to extort and rob and generally destabilize the capital and other areas, that would be obviously a major step in creating security. And the other problem is what the transitional federal government does once the Ethiopians leave, because it's the Ethiopians who have basically destroyed the Islamist militia as a fighting force just at the moment, certainly.
Is there a risk, though, that the fighting won't end and that this could herald the start of an Iraqi-style insurgency against the transitional government by the Islamists?
I think it's undoubtedly true they will try and regroup. They have significant external backers. They have access to arms. Eritrea will always back them, elements in Saudi Arabia. Equally, the transitional federal government has access to its external backers, the Ethiopians, the United States, to some extent the Kenyans and the Yemenis, the Ugandans. So the recipe is there, I think, for a protracted guerrilla warfare.